then I hear this rabbi on television. I mean, imagine.
I'm really sorry, George. I wasn't jealous of you. It was just the whole marriage thing.
You know, I was just a little surprised.
Why would anyone eat canned fruit? Hey, can anybody answer that?
What about all the loser stuff?
I don't know where the rabbi got that. You know, I never said that. I said, I've never seen you looser.
I could see the can if you're in the army. But fresh fruit, it's available. It's there. It's two aisles over.
Well, scintillating as always.
Where are you going?
I'm going shopping with Susan.
What kind of shopping?
Clothes shopping.
Where are you going?
Ross's.
Oh, that's a nice store.
Yeah, it's her uncle's.
Oh, discount?
One would hope.
So, you know, my friend and I, we were going to the movies, and we stopped off and bought this cafe latte.
Mm-hmm. What is that, like Italian coffee?
Yeah, that's right.
Half milk, half coffee?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You take a sip?
Yes, I did.
Now, when you took a sip, did you notice it was hot? Were you able to sip it in your normal fashion?
No, I wasn't able to sip it in my normal fashion.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right. You take big sips?
Well, I think I take a normal sip.
Okay, you take normal sips, nothing wrong with that. Then what happened?
Well, you know, they don't allow outside drinks in the movie theater, so I had to put it in my shirt and sneak it in.
Yeah, see, they like to sell their own coffee.
Yeah. Now, is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem for them. It's a clear violation of your rights as a consumer. It's an infringement on your constitutional rights. It's outrageous, egregious, preposterous.
It's definitely preposterous.
So, then what happened?
Well, I was trying to get to my seat, and I had to step over someone, and I kind of got pushed, and it spilt on me.
Was there a top on?
Yeah.
Did you put the top on, or did they put the top on
no,
for you?
They put the top on.
And they made the top. You didn't make the top, did you? Susan, I want you to go down to Java World. Get me a cafe latte with the top. We're going to run some tests on that top.
Wow.
Have you been to the doctor?
No, I haven't.
Susie, call Dr. Bison. Set up an appointment for Mr. Kramer here. Tell him it's for me.
So, what do you think, Mr. Charles?
Jackie,
I mean, we got a chance?
Do we have a chance? You get me one coffee drinker on that jury, you won't walk out of there a rich man.
I don't like it. It's red. It's too flashy.
Well, you could use a little flash.
All right, don't change me. Susan, don't change me. You know, there's a lot of women that would love to be in your position right now.
Name one.
So, did you find anything?
Oh, he is impossible to shop for, Uncle Ned.
I'm going on vacation to Costa Rica. Maybe I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Ross. Come
on. See, now this I don't get.
What?
A security guard.
What about him?
Why does he have to stand?
Because he's a security guard.
I mean, look at him. He's got to be on his feet like that all day. I mean, that's brutal. I think I'm going to say something to your uncle.
George, you just met him. Don't say anything to him.
Aren't you concerned about the security guard?
Not really.
She's not concerned about the security guard. What kind of a person is this? I'm marrying a person who doesn't care that this man has to stand there 8 hours a day when he could easily be sitting.
All right, George. What do you think?
So, what'd you do last night?
Nothing.
I know nothing, but what did you actually do?
Literally nothing. I sat in a chair and I stared.
Wow, that really is nothing.
Hold up.
Hey. What are you all dressed up for?
Oh, I just came from a meeting with my lawyer.
Oh, yeah? How's that looking?
Oh, I'll tell you how it's looking. My lawyer, Jackie, says if there's one coffee drinker on that jury, I'm going to be a rich man.
That's despicable. How does he know how all coffee drinkers will vote? I'm a coffee drinker. If I was on that jury, I wouldn't give you a nickel, Kramer.
Well, you wouldn't be on that jury. He would have weeded you out.
Frankly, I'm surprised you're so litigious.
Oh, I can be quite litigious.
I mean, who ever heard of this anyway? Suing a company because their coffee is too hot? Coffee is supposed to be hot.
Yeah, but Jackie says the top was faulty.
Jackie says the top was faulty.
Hey, maestro!
Hey,
Kramer.
I'm in here. How's it going?
Fine.
Yeah.
Hi, Bob.
I'm sorry, Maestro.
Well, this is a surprise, huh? Look at
you. I just wanted to drop off this Chinese bomb for your burns. Supposed to be great stuff. It's all herbal.
Oh, Maestro. What are you doing? You don't have to do this. Do you believe this, Maestro?
It's nothing.
You know, you haven't been around for a while.
Oh, yeah. I've been at my house in Tuscany.
Oh, Tuscany, huh? You hear that, Jerry? That's in Italy.
Yeah.
I hear it's beautiful there.
Well, if you're thinking of getting a place there, don't bother. There's really nothing available.
Hmm?
Oh.
Hello?
Well, hello. And who might you be?
I might be Elaine.
This is Bob Cobb.
Maestro.
Oh, Maestro.
It is my very great pleasure.
Oh, enchanté.
Well, I have to be going.
James, buy me a Coke.
I love it when that happens.
I know. That is so,
coincidental?
Yeah. Okay, bye, guys.
Ciao.
Yeah. Oh, hey, and, thanks for the bomb.
Yeah.
You know you hurt the Maestro's feelings.
Oh, why? Because I didn't call him Maestro?
That's right.
You know, I feel a little funny calling somebody Maestro.
Why?
Because it's a stupid thing to be called.
Jerry, he's a conductor.
Oh, conductor. He conducts the Policeman's Benevolent Association Orchestra.
Well, he's still a conductor.
Well, he sure worked pretty fast with Elaine.
Oh, you should see him do Flight of the Bumblebee.
New shirt?
Yeah, you like it?
No, not particularly.
Why, the color?
Yeah.
Too flashy?
Yeah, it's burning my retina. Susan picked that up for you, right?
No.
All right, what's it going to be here?
Let me ask you something. When you go into a store, does it bother you that they make the security guard just stand there all day?
No.
See, didn't bother Susan either. That's why I'm different. I can sense the slightest human suffering.
Are you sensing anything right now?
Let me just say this. It is inhumane to make a man stand on his feet in one spot for 8 hours a day. Why shouldn't he have a chair?
Well, what about criminal activity? He's got to be alert.
Well, he can't jump out of the chair? How long does that take? Here, look at this. Here, watch. Criminals! Boom! I'm up! Stop it!
Maybe they offered him a chair and he turned it down.
Would you get out of here? Who's going to turn down a chair? I would be very interested to know how he felt about all this. Maybe I'll have a talk with him.
I know you will.
Hey, listen to this. Jackie just called.
Who?
His lawyer.
Yeah, Java World wants to settle.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to be rich.
Why are they settling?
Because they're afraid of bad publicity.
All this because you spilled coffee on yourself?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to need a coffee here.
And then about 4 years ago, I was on holiday in Tuscany, and I fell in love with this house.
Oh. Are you ready to order?
Oh, gosh. What are you getting, Bob?
Good question. We'll need a few minutes. You know, I'm sorry, but I didn't mention it earlier, but actually, I prefer to be called Maestro.
Excuse me?
Well, you know, I am a conductor.
Yeah? So?
Oh, I suppose it's okay for Leonard Bernstein to be called Maestro because he conducted the New York Philharmonic. So he gets to be called Maestro, and I don't.
Well, I mean, don't you think that he was probably called Maestro while he was conducting? Not in social situations. I mean, his friends probably just called him Lenny.
I happen to know for a fact that he was called Maestro in social situations. I once saw him in a bar and somebody came up to him and said, "Hello, Maestro, how about a beer?" Okay, so that's a fact.
Maestro, huh? Okay. Maestro.
Jerry, my burn, it's gone. Look.
What do you mean?
Well, I put that Chinese bomb on it the maestro gave me. Look, it healed it.
So?
So, my lawsuit, I'm finished.
I thought they wanted to settle.
Well, what happens if they want to see it?
Then you're in a lot of trouble. Yeah.
Tired? How come, no chair?
What?
I couldn't help but notice that you don't have a chair.
I don't need a chair.
No, I didn't mean to imply that you did. You're obviously a very well-proportioned individual. What I was just wondering is, have they ever offered you a chair?
No.
Would you like a chair?
I suppose if they gave me one, I'd sit down.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You would, wouldn't you?
Obviously, I'd rather sit than stand, if that's what you're asking.
That's exactly my point.
Well, who wouldn't?
Because I tell you, frankly, I would like to walk in here one day and find you sitting down. That would give me a lot of pleasure.
That'd be great.
You put the bomb on? Who told you to put the bomb on?
I didn't tell you to put the bomb on. Why'd you put the bomb on? You haven't even been to see the doctor. If you're going to put a bomb on, let a doctor put a bomb on.
I guess I screwed up, huh, Jackie?
You damn right you screwed up. Where the hell did you get that damn bomb anyway?
The maestro.
The who? What are you talking about, maestro?
My friend, he's a conductor.
Oh, so a maestro tells you to put a bomb on and you do it?
Well, my stomach was burning.
I'll tell you what this is. This is a public humiliation.
Well, I didn't know the bomb was going to work.
Do you know what a bomb is? You ever seen a bomb? Didn't you read the instructions? Well, I was... No one can tell what a bomb's going to do. They're unpredictable.
But I'm sorry, Jackie.
Pull over here, driver. This is it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Did you know that Mozart died while he was writing the Requiem?
Yeah, everyone knows that. It was an Amadeus. So what about the maestro stuff? Did he make you call him maestro?
Yeah, I called him maestro.
You didn't mind?
Well, I did at first, but actually, I kind of got used to it.
Okay, from now on, I want you to call me Jerry the Great.
I am not calling you Jerry the Great.
Why not? You call him maestro.
He is a maestro.
Well, I'm great.
So you say.
What about his house in Tuscany? You mentioned that?
Yeah. I'm invited.
You know, when I told him it was beautiful there, out of the clear blue sky, he says there's nothing to rent. As if he doesn't want anyone else there.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he's embarrassed by Americans.
Yeah, well, maybe there aren't any houses to rent there.
In all of Tuscany? I wonder.
I say we offer him $50,000. That's it. Take it or leave it.
How do we know how severe the burns are? Why don't we have him examined by a doctor?
Listen, the faster we dispose of this, the better. This thing gets into the paper, it'll kill us.
All right, we'll start with $50,000 and free coffee at all of our stores. Yes?
Mr. Childs and Mr. Kramer are here.
Send them in. Gentlemen. Gentlemen, come in. Now, we don't want to take up much of your time. Let's make this short and sweet. We're prepared to offer you all the free coffee you want at any of our stores throughout North America and Europe. Plus,
I'll take it.
I'll take it? Who told you to take it? Did I tell you to take it?
No.
I know the maestro didn't tell you to take it. He wasn't there.
Well, I thought we were lucky to get anything.
Free coffee?
Yeah.
I don't want free coffee. It's not hard to get coffee. I can get my own damn coffee. I wanted to hear what came after that plus.
Well, I didn't hear any plus.
20 years practicing law, I've never experienced anything like this.
Look, Jabu. Now listen, I'm going to get out here. Get myself a free cafe latte.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we were just talking about you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know the other day how you mentioned that there were no houses available in Tuscany?
You didn't find one, did you?
No. Not really looking.
Nor should you.
But are you telling me there is not one house to rent in all of Tuscany?
The houses are passed down from generation to generation. It's very hard.
I can't get a sublet, a guest room, a cot, nothing.
It's booked solid.
It's booked, Jerry.
How'd you get yours?
Got lucky. Come on, Kelly. Let's take a ride. I was about to pop in some Verdi.
La donna mobile, quanti vento, mutata cento, 30 passieri.
Maybe I'll check out France. Hey, George. Hey, you believe this guy? Bob Cobb.
Bob Cobb?
You know, the maestro.
Why, Mr. Maestro?
Yeah, get this. He tells me there are no houses anywhere in Tuscany to rent.
Huh. You renting a house in Tuscany?
No.
So what do you care?
Yeah, well, I just wish I could figure out if this guy's trying to keep me out of Tuscany.
Of course he is. There's got to be houses for rent in Tuscany. Do you know how big Tuscany is?
I have no idea.
It's huge. It's probably like North Dakota.
Oh, no way. It's that big.
It's a big region.
You know how big North Dakota is, stupid?
I don't know why I bother even talking to you.
Hey, no one's got a gun to your head.
All right.
So I spoke to the security guard.
Yeah, and?
Well, it was tough to get a good read, but I think if I brought him a chair, he'd sit.
So you're going to get him a chair?
Yep. It's really just a question of what kind. Thinking about a bar stool.
Yeah, I'd give him some hype, be able to check things out. With a back or without?
Oh, I think I'd go for the back.
Swivel?
I suppose he could swivel. Hey, maybe one of those director's chairs. What do you think of those?
I think that's kind of a pompous look. You know, my parents used to have a kitchen chair that would have been perfect.
You mean one of those vinyl things?
Yes.
Vinyl, yeah, maybe.
How can I figure out if there's any places to rent in Tuscany? Wait a minute. Poppy's from Tuscany. I'm going to go call him.
Yeah, good luck. Hey, I'll meet you outside.
Poppy told me to talk to his cousin. He lives down in Little Italy.
What do you think about a rocking chair?
You can't put a limit on my cafe latte. It says so right here. And I don't want to get dirty looks when I come in here. If I want a cafe latte, you give me the cafe latte. And if I have any problems, I'm going to get my lawyer, Jackie Charles, down here. You're going to be in really big trouble.
Hey, slow down, Eddie. What's the matter?
They're making faces at me because I've had a couple of cafe lattes. But I'm entitled to them. I can have as many cafe lattes as I want. That was the settlement.
That's it?
That's it. But you want one, George? I can get one for you. No problem. Jerry, you want one? They're delicious. My pleasure.
You've got to stop it. You're all hopped up on the caffeine.
Well, I feel like I'm talking a little faster, but it's very hard to tell.
You're racing.
Well, I got things to do. I'll see you later. Bye.
Oh, Bob. Bob. Maestro.
Excuse me. Can I help you?
No, just giving a chair to the security guard.
Did Mr. Ross tell you to do this?
What's your name?
Evan Fain.
I'm engaged to Mr. Ross's niece. I'm probably going to be taking over this whole place someday, so if I were you, I'd stay on my good side.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't know.
Innocent mistake? Well, there you go. What do you think?
Mr. Ross said this was okay?
I'm his nephew, all right? Don't worry about it. Go ahead. Check it out.
Well... not bad. Not bad at all.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a Mr. Ciccio.
Si, I'm a Ciccio.
Poppy sent me to see you, Mr. Ciccio.
Si, Poppy.
Did he mention to you why I called?
Si. The house in Toscana.
Yeah, right. So is there anything there to rent?
Si. 2 million lire. You give me the check.
No, no, no. I didn't actually want to rent it.
The keys. Here are the keys. You give me the check. 2 million lire. 1700 American. Molto generoso. Si, si.
No, see, I didn't say that I wanted to rent it. I was just wondering if there were houses there to rent.
Si. This one. Capisci?
It's been a rough couple of weeks. You know, I really needed to get away.
I told you, it's paradise.
You're right, Maestro.
Come on, Jerry, this guy's crazy. Get out. You didn't have to push me.
Push you?
How much did you pay that guy?
75,000 lira.
75,000 lira? Are you out of your mind?
Kramer, you don't understand the conversion rate.
The conversion rates.
Oh, honey, you know, I don't even know why I brought you.
Well, nobody put a gun to your head.
Not bad.
Yeah.